Welcome to At Home with Debbie Ruhle, where you can freely ask questions, share stories, and learn more about how to have a happy home, family, and healthy relationships.
Well, good evening and welcome to At Home with Debbie Ruhle. Tonight we have a great show for you. Happy New Year. We're going to be celebrating the new year by talking about having 2020 vision for the new year. If you would like to have input on tonight's program and you haven't already written in, you can text us at 325-428-6145. You can also interact with our Facebook page at Home with Debbie Ruhle. We're happy to hear and share with our listeners your thoughts, stories, and testimonies over the next hour that we spend together. Every week I share these statements of how important I believe the home is. I believe every home should be filled with family, friends, food, music, love, and celebration. But most of all, it should be a place to gather, to be cozy, to feel safe, and the peace of God. I feel honored to have those around me year-round, and I love to say, I'm at home with family and friends. Stay tuned for Thoughts from Home. We'll be back at Home with Debbie Ruhle, your place to discover more about home, family, and relationships.
I love MediShare because they protect and respect life.
MediShare is community.
MediShare is affordable.
MediShare is biblical.
MediShare is uplifting.
MediShare is family.
Faithful.
MediShare is hope.
It's love.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. Call 844-74-BIBLE. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. That's 844-74-BIBLE.
Everybody wants to be in love, have great kids, and the perfect home. But nobody wants to talk about how to get there. At Home with Debbie Ruhle is a safe place to get advice on how to fight fair or call 911. In-laws or outlaws? Who the heck are these kids and what do I do with them? Let's face it, modern family isn't all fairy tales. Because there are a few places that really explore the reality of relationships, the good, the bad, and the ugly, At Home with Debbie Ruhle is a place where you can freely ask questions, share stories, and testimonies. I'm Debbie Ruhle. Join me every Sunday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. for At Home with Debbie Ruhle, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. At Home with Debbie Ruhle, right here on 95.3 FM and knelradio.com. Follow us at Home with Debbie Ruhle on Facebook and podcast on iTunes. I look forward to seeing you this weekend, Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. at Home with Debbie Ruhle.
Good evening and welcome back to At Home with Debbie Ruhle. This is Thoughts from Home. Have you ever thought you'd be happy when you accomplish something? And it never works. Graduate from college, get a good job, get married, have kids. You get the idea. The problem is that these milestones that we learn from society won't automatically leave you fulfilled. I hear from people all the time that they don't know what's next or what to do to have a more fulfilling life. Things are just okay. Life is kind of blah. And they have everything they thought they wanted, but they're just not exactly fulfilled. If this is you, you can absolutely do something to change this. The first step to make a change to live a more fulfilling life is to define your vision. The first step toward fulfillment and purpose is to define a vision for yourself. A vision is what you see in your future. It's not a specific goal. A goal is what you do to take steps towards that vision, but your vision is why. It's your values, your purpose in life. Your vision is what keeps you excited and motivated. If you don't know what you want in life, that's okay, but that's where you should start. You need to figure out what you want, otherwise you're just reacting to what comes your way. You're wondering. Try something, anything. Just get started. You can always change your vision. The point is to be intentional so that you're recreating the life you want and not living someone else's. By creating a vision for yourself, by defining what you want in life, you are on your way to fulfillment. You're on your way to greatness. Practically speaking, start by writing down your vision. There is such power in writing. I tell people this all the time. It has worked wonders for me. I write down my goals, my plans, and I also journal. Writing gives my thoughts a reality that wouldn't otherwise exist. So if you want to make a positive change towards more fulfillment, start by writing down your vision. After you write down your vision, you can move on to creating goals that align with your vision. If you don't know what you want to do in life, keep learning, discovering, and trying new things. Once you start moving, you'll begin to figure out what's working and what's not. By growing, learning, and thinking about your life, you will learn that what fulfills you. Once you know what you write, write it down. Once you know what you want, write it down, your vision, and start living it. We're just a few days into the new year, and this is traditionally the time when resolutions are made and executed. Some people are pressured into resolving to do better because it's just what's expected. Others sincerely pledge to make some positive changes in their lives. The sad reality is, however, the most resolutions fail, however fervently made. It doesn't take long either. Many New Year's resolutions go by the wayside within the first few weeks of the new year. A study conducted a couple of years ago showed that 50% of folks abandoned their resolutions before even making an effort to start. If you've been unsuccessful in keeping New Year's resolutions in the past, and if you've had only a general idea of what you want to achieve, you may start by writing down a vision. A vision is essentially what you want to be or do or have. It sets direction for where you want to go and end up. The good thing about vision, other than the fact that it is less specific, less pressure, less prone to failure, is that by its very existence, it tends to move an individual or an organization in that direction. If an organization or individual uses their vision as a framework of measuring, as a measuring stick for every action they take, they are more likely to move in that direction. Another interesting thing about vision is it is psychologically effective. Human beings are goal-driven. Even subconsciously, they tend to move towards a goal once the goal has been set. So this new year, I suggest that instead of yet another doomed resolution, you might want to articulate a vision. Where do you want to be in 1 year's time? In 5 years? What do you want to be? And what do you want to have accomplished? Write it down. Read it often. Be open and receptive to non-traditional options. Take actions that move you in the direction of your dream whenever opportunities present themselves, and they will. Life planning seems like a luxury, but really, it's a necessity. What matters most to you? What fulfills you personally? Not what other people want from you. Decide. It's the best gift you can give yourself. I know that you're worth more than a blah life. You can have true fulfillment and achieve greatness that knows no bounds. Now go and do it. I would love to hear your experiences of visioning throughout the year. I wish you much health and happiness and success in every area of your life in 2020. This has been Thoughts from Home. Stay tuned for more of Debbie Ruhle. We'll be right back.
Do you have a wedding or a special event coming up? Esme's Cakes provides custom-designed wedding and groom's cakes, as well as special occasion cakes. Their custom cakes are exquisite down to every detail, and your guest will be talking about your cake long after your event is over. Esme's Cakes only uses the finest ingredients and is always baked fresh. Esme's Cakes are made from scratch and decorated to be a reflection of you and your style. So when every detail matters, call Esme's Cakes for your wedding cake or special occasion cake. You'll get superb service, a beautiful cake that not only looks great, but tastes amazing. For your appointment, call Esme's Cakes at 512-629-6416 or visit their Facebook page at Esme's Cakes. Make your wedding or special event unforgettable with a special cake by Esme's Cakes, the unforgettable cake of your lifetime. Home, family, and relationships can be a challenge, and we have some answers for you right here on 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com. Join me, Debbie Ruhle, every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. for At Home with Debbie Ruhle. And this week on the program, we'll be bringing in the new year when we talk about having a vision for 2020. Join me this Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. right here on KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com for At Home with Debbie Ruhle. I'll see you then. Thank you.
good evening, and welcome back to At Home with Debbie Rule, where we're discussing 2020 vision, clarity for the year of 2020. 2020 vision is a term that we use for visual acuity. Visual acuity commonly refers to the clarity of vision. Vision is all about clarity. 2020 vision is perfect, high definition clarity. And the question is, how clear is your vision? Specifically, how clear is your vision for the future? In 2020, you want to and need to have vision. Without vision, you'll be directionless. You'll waste loads of time and you'll be sucked into distractions. Your life will aimlessly go in multiple directions, leaving you feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, confused, and without purpose. Helen Keller said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight, but no vision." And joining me tonight on the program is my wonderful husband, Rudy Rule. Good evening, Rudy.
Well, Happy New Year, Debbie.
Happy
I know
New
you're
Year.
Not feeling well.
A little into the weather.
I'm so
for the
proud
new
of
year.
You for soldiering on and doing the program tonight. So I hope you get to feeling better soon.
I will. I will. You know, talking about having a vision, that can be foreign to some people. And we were kind of tying that into New Year's resolutions, where so many people fail that make New Year's resolutions because they seem to be something that they, as we said in earlier comments, 50% of people don't even start their New Year's resolution before they fail. So
it's true and it's terrible.
That's some great.
They have a great idea, but they just don't have any. They don't believe they can do it, so they don't even try, or they know it's going to be hard and they don't want to try.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's hard.
You know, one thing about vision is vision allows you to see where you're going. And when you know where you're going, then you are able to take the steps to get there. It helps you to measure, you know, when you decide I'm going to do this or I'm going to do this, well, which one is going to get you closer to the overall vision that you have for your life? Because if you don't know where you're going to go and where you're ending up, then you're just wandering aimlessly through life. And it's not a way to go. It's much better to decide, you know, this is what I want to accomplish in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. But specifically talking about the year 2020, and instead of making New Year's resolutions, we want to encourage you to write a vision down that you have for this year. What is it that you want to accomplish this year? Make it simple enough. You might look at the overall picture of where you want to end up eventually, but what are you going to do in 2020 to get there? And then you can set goals from there.
You know, Debbie, even before doing all of that, some people do not have any idea of what they can do. They look at, well, I'd like to do that, but I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be this, but I can't be that. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go over here and do this, but I can't do that. And if you're that type of person, or if you know somebody who doesn't really understand their potential, mm-hmm. or what they're capable of, if you're that person, you need to find somebody that can talk to you. If you're a young person, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's a counselor, maybe it's a coach, and maybe it's a parent. I tell you, I wish parents would spend more time talking to their children about setting goals. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's too close of a relationship. And, you know, especially in the teenage years, there can be friction. Yeah. But a person of any age needs someone that will talk to them and say, you can do that. You can do those mm-hmm. things. You can be that. I see that in you. So if you can dream it, if you can see it, mm-hmm. then you can do it. And that's what people with far more experience than I have said over the centuries. Mm-hmm. But you've got to be a person that has a vision. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to see it. Mm-hmm. And if you can see it and believe it, then you can do it. And mm-hmm. all of these motivational speakers say the same thing, because they are people that have actually gone out and done that. Mm-hmm. They wanted to change their life. They got so excited about the change in their life that mm-hmm. they had to share it with somebody else. So we all need cheerleaders in our life. We need somebody who comes along beside us and says, you can do that. and believe in yourself. And, you know, sometimes we need a little bit of help, a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of a push. It's scary to step out. It's scary to change what is normal and do something challenging. And they talk about it's not how many times you fail, it's how many times you pick yourself up and try again. You know, Abraham Lincoln is the example they always used with me. He failed at this and failed at that. He failed at everything, and then he became president of the United States and saved the Union. So he never gave up. He never quit. He always believed in himself, even when nobody around him did except his mother. And so a lot of us find ourselves in that situation. We need somebody that'll come along and say, hey, I believe in you. I think you can do it.
If you you say, well, you know, where do I start? How do I write down a vision? You know, that seems like it's something easy to say, but it's really a lot harder when you think about it. It's really not hard, but it can seem to be hard when you try to get your mind around it. A vision. What do I want to be? It's kind of like, what do you want to be when you grown up? When you grow up, but I'm already grown up. And so what do I do now? You know, what do you want? What is it that you are gifted in? What are you talented in? What do you have passions for? You know, you can start there by thinking about those things. What are some things, you know, we've always asked ourselves, what are some things that you would do for free? You know, if money wasn't an object and you didn't need resources to do it and you would do it for free, what is it that you would do? Because that's something that you're probably pretty passionate about. So you can start with those things because, you know, vision is really just fulfilling your purpose, what you were created to do. And so vision is so important for you to write down so that you can, when you get discouraged or when you're having a hard time attaining one of those goals, trying to get to that place, you can go and read it and you can say, you know, I can do this. And even if I fail right here, I still have a lot that I can do to attain the vision. And that's the good thing about vision is it's not discouraging. Like when you make a New Year's resolution or you just have goals. If you don't meet that goal, that can be discouraging. But when that goal is attached to something bigger than what it is, then you really haven't failed. You've just maybe taken a step back and then you just continue to keep going. So it can be more encouraging and it can also give you direction on where you're going to end up. You know, where do you want to end up? We're going to spend a few weeks on this topic in January, and we're going to talk about having a vision for your marriage, having a vision for your family, your children, helping them to define what a vision is and finding their strengths and their talents and what direction they should go. You know, so many times our kids are asking us, you know, well, what do I do next? Or, you know, what should I do? Should I go to college? Should I study this? I really like this, but I feel like I need to do this. You know, leading them and guiding them in those ways and helping them to make those decisions. And we need to have a vision for our personal life, but we need to have a vision for other areas of our life too, if we want to be successful.
Well, you know, Debbie, at the very foundation of all of our lives, almost unanimously, people say, well, I want to be happy. And when you're a parent and your children come to you and ask, how can I be happy? Well, that opens up a long-term discussion because you can't pursue happiness directly. Happiness is a byproduct of your life. And so when we talk to people, our children or others, about fulfilling their passion in their life or their goal in their life or being who they were created to be, we talk very simply. What would you do for free? I mean, if you're doing something you enjoy, you don't actually work. You might get paid for it, but it's something that if you would do it for free, then that's probably your calling. Well, I love doing this. Well, if you can turn that into an income-producing situation, then that's great. So what is your passion? What are you willing to sacrifice for? And so maybe you have a parent that wants you to be a lawyer or a doctor, and you're like, I don't want to be a lawyer or a doctor. I want to go do this. And maybe you don't have support for that. But again, finding support for who you think you are, who you want to be, and what you want to do, It's a complicated question, but it's also a very basic foundational question. Mm-hmm. And so to be fulfilled is to pursue your dreams. Mm-hmm. And one man said, I don't ever fail. He said, I either succeed or I learn. And I think that's such a good philosophy. You fail up, another man put it that way. He said, fail up. In other words, if you have to fail 10 times to be successful, get started. Mm-hmm. The sooner you fail 10 times, the sooner you'll be successful. Mm-hmm. So fail up, or look at it as I don't fail, I succeed, or I learn. Mm-hmm. But have a positive attitude. Life is hard. Mm-hmm. Our young people today don't realize that life is hard, and whenever you get into the real world, you're like, my goodness. You know, I grew up watching TV and everybody had it made. In the real world, I've got to work. Mm-hmm. I get paid an hourly wage. I've got bills. Mm-hmm. So life is hard, and you know, there's good ways to learn that, and there's really difficult ways to learn that. Parents can help out a lot, giving children chores to do, letting them earn the things they want instead of just buying it for them. Parents can be a very big part of preparing a child for adulthood. But even adults, I ran into a man a few years back. He was 63 years old, and he said, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And he was serious. Mm-hmm. So he had had a life where he didn't have a goal, where he didn't have a focus, where he didn't have a passion, where he just kind of bounced through life, and he's all of a sudden 63, and he wonders, what am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. You know, on that same note, Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken, he became a success at 65. That's when he started KFC. So, you know, you don't. It's never over until it's over. You're never too old to get started.
That's right.
The sooner you get started, the better.
So writing down that vision so that you can get be encouraged, the vision probably changes a little bit as you go along. And you can create goals to help you get to where that, you know, where you want to be in that vision. But the main thing is that when opportunities come along your path, you are able to decide, you know, no, this is where I'm going. So that's probably not a good choice. It helps you to be able to make better decisions when you have a vision, when you know where you're going. And there's some things that as far as having a personal vision that I want to talk about tonight, putting that in place so that you can have a good vision and a place where you're moving forward. And we'll talk more specifics later about marriage and family and kids and things like that. But I want to start with the foundational things because, you know, if you want to have a vision for your life, sometimes there's some things we have to do to get things right before we can really get to that vision. And sometimes, you know, that's just some self-work. And one of the first things that is always good to do, even at the beginning of the year, always at the beginning of the year, but anytime, is work to resolve, you know, old wounds. Are you harboring any resentment or unforgiveness towards anyone? Or, you know, are you hanging on to hurt? You know, you need to be wise about these things, and you need to maybe seek out some counsel to help figure out what it is that you are trying to work through. But starting the new year with a clean slate and really working through those issues. You know, I've been, maybe every year you have to work through the same issue with somebody because it was a big wound. And time heals those things, but it doesn't heal it if you don't move forward in a direction towards healing. And so, you know, what are the things that you're harboring? Are you harboring any resentment? And, you know, if you don't ask yourself these things, honestly, you're going to have a detour trying to get where you're going, because most likely you're going to make decisions based on those hurts, those offenses, and those wounds rather than a good vision for your life. And so that's why we want to get those things out. And it's a good way to start the new year. Ask yourself, you know, just be really honest. Am I harboring any resentment or unforgiveness towards anyone? Am I, you know, walking in a death sentence, basically, is what you want to call it, because you haven't put those things aside and you haven't worked through them. But, you know, resolving those old wounds and helping yourself to move forward is really one of the foundational steps in being able to do it.
Well, and it's asking yourself, am I using that as an excuse to derail my future?
Yeah, and I think we do it subconsciously as well. We don't even realize it.
So we've all experienced hurts. You know, a lot of young people grow up and they have some anger towards something that happened when they were a child, towards a loved one or a relative or some family friend. And you know what? Move past that. Don't let that derail your life. Don't let it be a roadblock to you going forward. Don't let it stop you.
And maybe, you know, start the restoration process if that means that you need to go to someone or you need to get some counseling so that you can put aside those resentments and work through them, then that's what you need to do. But there's no better time to do that than at the beginning of the year.
That's right.
So working and working through and resolving old wounds is one of the first steps that we want to do in finding a way to write down a vision for our life. So this is 2020 vision for the year of 2020. Right here on At Home with Debbie Rule, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back for the second half of our program. We've got lots more to talk about.
When you think of sinfully nice foods, what comes to mind? Cakes, pies, breads, and sweetbreads? Sinfully Nice Foods is not only sinfully delicious, but has made-to-order sugar-free and gluten-free products available as well. Sinfully Nice Foods is a new home business with baked goods that can be a special order for almost any party, event, or just because you want to be a little sinful yourself. Sinfully Nice Foods is certified with the Food Handlers Program and is ready to meet your needs for your baked goods. So the next time that you need a cake, pie, homemade breads, and rolls, give Cynthia a call at 325-456-7740. That's 325-456-7740. Sinfully Nice Foods, it will always leave you wanting more. The Network Live. News, insights, and stories right here on KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Don't miss this opportunity to hear world news, insights, and stories from guests around the world. The Network Live is your pathway to connecting people and ministries. Tune in this Sunday at 10 a.m. for The Network Live, sponsored by KNEL Radio.
Welcome back to At Home with Debbie Rule, where we're talking about having a vision for the year of 2020 versus New Year's resolutions. Having a vision can be a lifetime impact rather than just short-term goals that we might have for New Year's resolutions, which we may never start. So just another way of getting our life on track and maybe having more success rather than failures is doing it just a little bit differently, writing down a vision, an overall vision, and then setting some goals, working towards that vision. And we talked about one of the first things that we need to do is just resolving old wounds and getting that kind of out of our life and starting with a clean slate. One of the second things that we need to think about is that, you know, when you're thinking about your vision, remember that the universe is not centered around you. You know, I think sometimes we forget about that. We think that, you know, we're the only one that's important, or what we do is the only thing that's important. But I want to encourage you that it's okay to have things in your vision that are for you personally. But, you know, seek out a vision that makes the world a better place for others. What are you going to do to help someone else? And what are you going to do with your life? You know, and basically living a life of selfishness is not as good as living a selfless life, what you receive in return for that. So, you know, seeking out a vision and having parts of what you want to do with your life that would make our world, our community, a better place. What are you going to do that's your part? What part are you going to play?
That's such a good point, and it puts things in the proper perspective of who you want to be and what you want in your life. We've had people in the past that their goal was to have financial success, and when they did, they were unfulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I wanted as a child, growing up, we were poor. Everything I wanted, I've got, and now it's empty. It doesn't have the value I thought it would have. Well, unfortunately, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So you worked hard. You invested your life in monetary wealth or attaining things, and that is not what fulfilled you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having those goals and even accomplishing those goals and having that be part of your vision. But part of your vision really should be that, you know, you're making the world a better place. As I said in opening comments, there are people that have, you know, gone off to college, graduated, become highly successful, gotten married, had a family, you know, done all the things the right way in the right timing, and they wake up one day and they're in their 40s and they're still very unfulfilled. And a lot of times people make bad choices when they're at that point in their life, because they think that maybe by leaving that marriage or changing jobs or whatever, that they'll find fulfillment. And if they had a vision, they would be able to work towards that and realize that maybe they're just halfway there right now. You know, because at that point, once you've accomplished those things, maybe you should start looking at retirement. And a lot of people don't look at that next step because they're blindsided. They've got this blindfold over their eyes because they haven't written down anything and they can't see anything beyond where they are today. So a vision is something that you want to work towards in the future. If you don't write that down, you don't think about that, you're not going to work towards that. And we do. We get blinded, you know, to being able to move forward in things if we don't think about it. You got to think about it.
Well, and who tells us to think about it? You know, we look to our parents and our teachers and the schools to talk to us about these things. And if they don't, mm-hmm. or if we don't get it, boy, we're just out there flopping around mm-hmm. looking for direction. And that's just a terrible place to be. And it mm-hmm. can last for years.
Yeah.
So, if you're a parent, take the time to talk to your children. If you're a child and you hear this program, talk to somebody about, what do you see in me? You know, parents have a unique situation where they can watch a child grow. And a parent can usually, if they'll look at it, can see where that child is gifted.
Mm-hmm.
You're a natural this, or you're a natural that, or this is what you always wanted to do, this is where you were always happiest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of direct a child in the way that will fulfill them. And mm-hmm. That's a great gift a parent can give a child. I've always seen you doing this. I've always seen you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, for somebody to speak into your life and say, you know, I see this in you, is so powerful.
Yes.
And it's such a gift, I think, to that individual receiving it. And it's just part of, you know, finding your way in this mm-hmm. old world.
You know, that kind of takes us into exploring your passions and your talents. If you're wanting to write a vision down and you're wanting to Think about where you want to be. What are the things you want to accomplish in 2020? If part of your passion and your talents are to help people or to volunteer, or maybe you're in a situation with your job and there's some of the things that you have a talent or a passion for, and maybe you want to just kind of step out and start doing that part-time and seeing where that goes. Whatever it may be, start exploring those things that you do well and start thinking about that, and because we find fulfillment in the things that we enjoy. And life is too short to just go out every day and do something that you don't enjoy. Now, all of us have to do jobs that we sometimes don't enjoy, and that's just part of life. We have to do things. But it doesn't have to be every day, all day long. There are things that we can put into our life and in our schedule that are enjoyable, and things where we can be giving back to our community, things where we can be using our talents for good, and we just need to think about it a little bit and be creative.
Heard a speaker one time say, "You're living the life you want to live." And I thought, no, I'm not. Mm-hmm. But you think about it. You're living the life you want to live, because everything you do has caused you to be where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be somewhere else, what are you doing to get there?
Yeah.
If you want an executive position in a company, do you have the education? Do you have the degree? Do you have the certification? What are you doing to get there?
Do you have the time and the sacrifice? Are you willing to sacrifice everything else to get there? That's the thing, is sometimes when you think about where you want to be and the goals that it takes to get there, you start thinking, I'm not sure if I really want to get there, you know, because I'm going to have to do X, Y, and Z. And that helps you. That's what's part of a vision. So maybe I really wasn't created to be the CEO. I was just created to be one of the behind-the-scenes persons that makes things happen because I'm talented in that area. And you find a lot more fulfillment in that area. But, you know, vision for our careers and for things that we do in our life, there's so much more fulfillment and vision for our relationships too. And I don't think that we ever really sit down and talk about, you know, where do I want to be in some of my relationships? And so we're going to talk more about that specifically in the next few shows. But back to exploring your passions and your talents, finding those out, you know, spend time with people that you admire, that are doing things that you enjoy. Like you said, Rudy, it's really important to put yourself around people that are encouraging. It can be draining to be around people that are negative and complaining and don't have a positive attitude. Sometimes we have to be around those people because we just can't help being around them as we work with them or whatever the case may be. But, you know, most generally we need to put ourselves around people that are positive and people that are encouraging, that can speak encouragement into our life. We all need encouragement. You need to be an encourager, and you need to be able to receive encouragement. And if you're not a natural encourager, then I just want to encourage you to be better at that, to think about what you could say to make a difference in somebody's life.
You can learn to not be so discouraging in the way you talk. Mm. Just changing your tone of voice, changing the words you say, and being an encourager.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a blessing to others, to be encouraged, for you to say a kind word. I mean, a kind word. And for some people, that's very difficult. They have to make a conscious effort to stop being negative and to start being positive. But it gets easier the more you do it. And it starts with looking at yourself objectively and saying, you know, am I a downer? Do I bring people down? Mm-hmm. I want to build people up. I want to lift people up. And, you know, if you have been a victim of someone beating you down with words, then you may retaliate by doing that to others.
Mm-hmm. So, and you may not know it.
Yeah. If you're a victim of that, I feel compassion for you, and I hope you will be able to see that and decide, you know what, I'm not going to let that make me the kind of person that these people were in beating me down. I'm not going to beat somebody else down. I'm going to lift others up. So I just pray you heal from that and come out of that.
Yeah. Spend time with people that encourage your walk towards your vision, because that is where you're going to find the most fulfillment, is spending time with people that are going to be there to help you fulfill your, you know, that encourage you to fulfill your vision. One thing that...
Then if you've got somebody in your life that is constantly discouraging you, tearing you down, telling you you can't do it, you need to have a conversation with them and say, you don't need that in your life, and you ask them to stop it. And if they're not going to stop it, you're going to have to find somebody else to hang out with, because that's just not good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And some of these things that we're talking about, they take a lot of courage. They take a lot of change within, because sometimes it's not within our personality to step out and confront someone like that. But you can do it in a loving way. And we all need to learn to have healthy confrontation, and we all need to not be so confrontational. So there's things that we can learn, how to have a balance in that. You know, one thing when you're looking at a vision is think about the end goal. You know, what do you want your life to look like? What type of woman do you want to be? What type of man do you want to be? What type of man or woman are you? And what can you do to change that if it's not something that you're, you know, proud of? What do you want your family to look like? What do you want your career to be? You know, all of these things that you think about. And I think about the story that I read, that a man was thinking about his obituary, and he was thinking about his funeral. What are people going to say at my funeral? What are people going to write in my obituary? That I was just a hermit in my house and never did anything for anyone else and was kind of a Scrooge and you know, had a bad attitude and just, you know, what did Debbie Rule do? You know, or what did Rudy Rule do? What are people going to say when we're gone? And not that you're living your life to have, you know, all of those nice words said about you, but you want to leave a legacy. You want to, you want your vision to be something that is impactful to your life and to your family. And you need to think about that. Are the things that I'm working towards building up my family or building up the life around me, or are they tearing the life around me down?
Well, that's even a broader perspective on that is... People have a lack of relationships in their life, mm-hmm. and they wonder why.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of person are you? You know, Ann Landers says if you want to have friends, you need to be a friend.
Yes.
And if you're not friendly, you're not going to attract very many friends.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If you're depressing, you're not going to attract very many friends. If you're negative, you're not going to attract very many friends. And so you're going to have, I mean, that's just a description of somebody's life, a negative, depressing, a friendless person. Nobody wants that. We want a lot of friends. We want people to admire us, love us, like us, appreciate us. And so we have to do things that are admirable, likable, lovable, and appreciative.
Mm-hmm.
And live that kind of life, an altruistic approach to life of giving of yourself and helping others. And for people that are dealing with depression and difficulties, one man said the greatest way to pull yourself up is to pull someone else up. The quickest way to pull yourself out of a depression is to help someone else who is in greater need than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true. To go out and help somebody that really needs help. You know, maybe we're just sitting around going, oh, woe is me. And we don't really have anything to be going, oh, woe is me about.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go out and help somebody that really has some woe in their life.
Right. So picture these things. When you're thinking about the vision that you want to have for your life, and you're thinking about writing those things down and what you want to accomplish, what do you want to accomplish in 2020? We're you know, taking it, talking a lot about life, but... You know, what are you going to do in 2020 to get to that lifelong vision that you are going to write down? And, you know, you have to know what it looks like. Vision is envisioning what that future is going to look like. Now, it's not going to look exactly like you've envisioned it, because like you said, there's going to be some times where we fail or learn. I like that. Move forward or learn. And so there are going to be times where we, make the wrong choice. And that's just life. And so we got to start and, you know, start moving again towards it. But if you don't know what you want it to look like, how are you going to be able to create it? So you need to think about that. Do I want a happy home? What am I going to do to make a happy home? I probably have to change myself. You know, what am I going to do to have a happier life? I probably need to change some things in my life. And a lot of, you know, what we're talking about tonight, and I think people say, you know, I want to make these New Year's resolutions. Part of that failure is because we're not able to attain those New Year's resolutions, because there's stuff in us that we need to work on before we can ever get to that New Year's resolution. And that's the deceiving part of it. You know, if you have an addiction to food and your goal and your desire is to lose 20 pounds in 2020, and you have a problem with food and you haven't dealt with that, then how are you going to be able to accomplish that? You're going to just get discouraged and you're going to fail. But maybe your vision is to get healthy. And what are you going to do to live a healthy lifestyle? Because this is going to be able to help you to attain the goal that you want to attain. So that's kind of the difference between what we're talking about, New Year's resolutions and vision, is working on things in your life to attain at the end of the day that you've attained a good life, and that hopefully it's the way you envisioned it to look. Hopefully better. I hope it looks better than what you thought. But that you're working towards something.
Well, and philosophers will say that, you know, it's not the destination, it's the journey.
Yes.
And so, especially even younger folks, if you're looking out at your future and you're wondering, what am I going to do? You know, I remember as a freshman in high school, somebody in our group wanted to be a doctor, and I thought, man, you got 4 years of high school, you got 4 years of college, and then you got 4 years of medical school. That's 12 more years. I'm not doing that. Well, you know, at the end of that 12 years, that person was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of that 12 years, I wasn't. So it's the journey to do something that you want to do, that you feel fulfilled about. It's important to have a vision and a goal. And after you have decided on what that is, now, this is where I am. This is where I want to be. Mm-hmm. How do I get there? And this is the journey. This is where I'm going to go. This is how I'm going to do it. This is how I'm going to accomplish it. And work those steps out. And you may not know everything that's going to happen, but you might need to focus on this next year, this next 3 years, whatever that time frame is. I think so many people, whenever I, years ago, went through the interview process, I was stumped when they'd say, well, what's your five-year vision? Well, I'd never had a five-year vision. Where am I going to be in 5 years? I don't know. I don't know where I'll be tomorrow. I mean, that was my attitude. Nobody had ever talked to me about having a vision for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you start interviewing with a company, they want to know what kind of
plans
have you made? What is your plan?
What is your plan?
Well, I don't have a plan. Oh, well, you're not the employee we want.
That's right.
What's your plan? Do you have a plan? Why don't you have a plan? What do you do with your time? You know, play video games. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you doing with your time? So just saying, if you're in a position to influence a younger person, mm-hmm. and encourage them to think about their future, I mean, how many times do we see somebody say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, I want to be a fireman. I want to be a policeman. You know, but that changes at about 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. You stop saying those things, and, you know, now you want to, I don't know, whatever. But you don't really ever stop and put a plan together or a vision for your future. And I think our schools do such a good job with FCCLA and other programs mm-hmm. like that of helping these young people actually see what is possible.
Yes.
See what is possible. You know, you may be a minority, you may be Now, from a poor family, you may have all these things against you, and you think you can't do anything, mm-hmm. but you can.
You know, don't limit yourself. I heard you say this earlier. Dream big and don't allow fear or lack of confidence to shortchange your vision. You can do it, and surround yourself with people that it will encourage you to do it. You know, get feedback from trusted people. If you don't ever evaluate anything, you're not going to know where you're going. So, you know, you need to look at that at the end of 2019. Where were we? Where do we want to be? Where do we want to be this year? How much closer are we to the vision? And, you know, vision in every area that we're going to talk about in future shows. Marriage, family, finances, all of these different things. Do you have a vision for these? How close are we to attaining the goals that we want to attain for this year, for this coming year? And you need to evaluate and see where you are. Vision is not just going, writing it down and then never looking at it again. It's being a reminder of where you're going so that when you make decisions, you make the right ones. And so get feedback from people that you trust. And, you know, mission statements can help you get along that vision. And, you know, having a mission statement for your family, and we're going to talk about that when we talk about families, it's just so important to give the kids something that is a stable part of their life to work from. One thing that they can think about that everything kind of stems from. And so that mission statement, finding accountability. You know, I think a lot of times people they just want to be all about themselves, but finding accountability. Are you, especially like in a marriage, are we on the same page trying to attain these goals to get where we're going to be? And most importantly, before you lose your mind when you're writing a vision down, is be flexible. Because you're not going to be able to write the 60-year plan and follow every step, every goal exactly as you've planned it. Those of you out there that are planners that way and you write it down, it's great. You have probably already written down every moment from now until you've probably written your obituary. There's nothing wrong with that. But you've got to be flexible. You've got to understand if things don't go just as you thought or just as you planned, it's okay. Remember, it's the journey, like you said, Rudy, the journey and the end goal will come. So work towards it. Just keep working towards it. But be flexible. And you can really make yourself crazy if you're not flexible when it comes to things in your life, because things happen. Life happens.
Well, and sometimes that's part of the process. You have to make yourself crazy to mm-hmm. go, hey, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. I mean, sometimes it's just what's going to happen.
That's
but don't let that
learning.
Stop you. Don't let fear stop you from trying.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let learning mm-hmm. stop you from trying again.
You know, if your vision is all you can write down tonight is, I just want to be the very best woman or the very best man that I can possibly be. I want to be that person that people say good things about because I'm a good person. And if that's all you can write down tonight, start there.
Well, that's a good goal.
I'll tell you what,
society would be better off if we would all have that for a goal.
And it's a hard goal to attain.
Yes.
So you really cannot do that in 1 year. You have to... That's something that's a lifetime journey.
Yes, it is.
But the choices that you make in 2020 will help you decide whether or not you're going to get there or not. So we're going to continue with this subject over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be talking about having a vision for your marriage, a vision for your family and finances, and all of those things that come into play. And just having a vision for those areas of our life, how much better they become and how much better our relationships become, how much better our bank accounts become when we have a plan in place, a realistic plan. And so we're going to talk more about that in the upcoming weeks. So we hope that you join us for our programs in January. We'll have some giveaways as well to celebrate the new year. So be listening and watching our Facebook page for that, because we love giving away things and it's the new year. So we've got some great things for you. We want to thank you so much for being with us tonight and inviting us into your home. We always love hearing from you and spending Sunday evening with you, sharing our thoughts about home, family, and relationships. From our home to yours, I'm Debbie Rule.
I'm Rudy Rule.
And we'll see you next week at 6 p.m. right here on KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com. And remember, we're on the TuneIn app. All you have to do is download the app, find KNEL FM. KNEL AM is also on there. And if you have Alexa, well, at 6 o'clock p.m. on Sunday nights, just say, Alexa, turn on KNEL FM. And At Home with Debbie Rule, we'll be right there with you. So have a blessed week. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today for At Home with Debbie Rule. You can be at home with Debbie Rule every Sunday on KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com. Follow At Home with Debbie Rule on Facebook and podcast on iTunes. See you next week at Home with Debbie Rule for more insights on home, family, and relationships.